Okay, moving on to item B, round two, technical WAC rule repeals and amendments. This is a briefing. Joanna, you're here to walk us through that?
Yes, I am here. Good morning, commissioners. This is our second round of technical changes that we'll be making, and this is part of the WAC overhaul project, as you all know. And these are really, really small fixes, and I'll just walk you through what each one of them are really quickly, unless anyone has any questions right off the bat. Okay, silence is golden. Fantastic. All right, so starting with the first one, we have a repealer, and this repealer includes four WACs, the first of which is WAC 2016-230, and this is the geographical definition for outside Initiative 77 line, and this line no longer exists under that name, but was originally used to regulate commercial salmon fishing. I've spoken with a number of people in the fish program, and they have all determined that this WAC is, in fact, archaic. Not only that, but the relevant portion of this definition that is still applicable has been incorporated into RCW 7750-010. So this WAC was drafted in 1969, and no changes have been made to it ever since. So, yes, definitely out of date. So we determined it unnecessary, as this term is not used anywhere in the code, and anything that would have been covered by this rule is covered in updated language in RCW 7750-010. The second WAC in this repealer is WAC 2016-235. This is a geographical definition for inside Initiative 77 line, so very much the same as the last one. So this line, as you know now, no longer exists under that name, and this relevant portions of this WAC were incorporated into RCW 7750-010. And again, this was just determined as being as unnecessary as the definition for outside Initiative 77 line. So everything is covered under RCW that we would need. The third WAC in this repealer is WAC 2016-275, and this is a geographical definition for Village Point. This definition is included verbatim in RCW 7750-050, subsection 3, and unnecessary to be repeated in WAC. Further, the WAC that uses this term, WAC 2020-015, subsection 4, which addresses Lummi Island Reef Net Fisheries Area, it references the RCW section, not the WAC. So keeping the WAC on the books is unnecessary. The fourth WAC in this repealer is WAC 2020-16-280, which is geographical definitions for clam and oyster districts. I spoke to multiple people in the fish program about this WAC as well, because most of us were trying to figure out why it was still there. So Alex Bradbury, the Puget Sound bivalve manager, and Bruce Kaufman, coastal shellfish biologist, and determined that this WAC is completely outdated and unnecessary. It's archaic and references repealed RCWs related to hard shell clam mechanical harvester fishery licenses and oyster farm licenses, neither of which has existed for years. The only permits now needed from our agency to operate clam and oyster farms are the aquatic farm registration in RCW 77150-040 and WAC 2020-76010 through 020, and the emerging commercial fishery license under Chapter 2020-88D WAC. Additionally, references to these districts do not appear anywhere else in the code, so this WAC is not necessary for that. So moving on to the second item we have here is WAC 2020-56129, and this is unclassified freshwater invertebrates and fish. This is a very small amendment to this section, and it merely aligns this WAC with the commission action taken in February 2012 to remove the game fish designation and retain the prohibited species designation for northern pike. So all of the change is doing from this WAC is referencing another WAC that has already been changed by the commission. So it's just to make sure that we have everything lined up in the code.
This is one that we missed, right?
Yeah, it was something that the commission action was taken on it already in February, and we just wanted to line this WAC up with that, making sure that everything, all our ducks were in a row, excuse me. The third item we have here in this package is WAC 2020-76-130. And this amendment to this WAC is just to make the title uniform with other titles, and we flip the title language around for this section to make it more clear. This is part of a larger section title project that I'm doing in conjunction with any changes, any technical changes with WACs. I'm also trying to make sure that while I do those, I'm also making the titles all uniform. So it just makes it easier to read them and understand them and identify what is actually contained in that section. The fourth item in this package is WAC 2020-77-081, and I just added generally to this section title to make it more clear about what information is contained within the section. We have a big problem with a number of our titles in the code in that when you read just the WAC number and the title, it doesn't necessarily identify what is being talked about in that section. So that's part of a clarification project, as I mentioned before. The fifth item is another repealer, and this repeals WAC 2020-130-010, titled Purpose. The provision is superfluous and unnecessary. It states the purpose of this chapter to be to comply with Title 75 RCW, and that's it. Title 75, as you know, does not exist, and even if this were a correct reference, sections stating this intent or purpose are generally unnecessary, as all of our rules and agency actions must be in compliance with RCW. Further, once the WAC reorganization and renumbering is accomplished next spring, these sections may not all be in the same chapter, so it's kind of unnecessary. The sixth item, and we're almost done, is another repealer, and it's repealing WAC 2320-0, and it's titled Introduction. This rule is redundant. It repeals this section as this information, the agency's purpose, responsibility to preserve, protect, perpetuate, and manage the fish and wildlife of the state, etc. It's contained in another WAC section, which is exactly the same except for one word. The only difference is the use of the word primary instead of paramount. So, as part of this WAC reorganization project, I'm going to be moving the placement of this rule to be up in the beginning of the code rather than buried at the end. So it's just a big explanatory statement of what the purpose of the agency is. It's kind of our mission statement, if you will. And then the last thing on this package is WAC 2320-0. This amends this rule on the purpose of the department lands to have the more widely applicable and clearer title of Declaration of Purpose Department Lands rather than the previous title Purpose, which was a big bag to say the least. This rule, as part of my WAC reorganization plan, this rule will also be appearing towards the beginning of the code as well. That's going to be appearing in department lands. Excuse me, I misspoke. So this will be just kind of in the beginning of the section of the code on department lands and what our agency's purpose is concerning those. And this title change is just basically in preparing the code for that. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to field those, but that's all the changes that I've got for you this time.
Thank you, Joanna. That's excellent.
Fabulous. Okay. And I'll be good, back clear, after adoption soon.
Well done.
Thank you.
Any questions? I just want to say that I love this project. This is something that's very needed. Evidently, it's a lot easier to adopt rules than to clean up and remove the parts of the rule, the WAC, that are no longer relevant. You really have to focus this kind of attention to figure out what is no longer relevant or up to date. So I think this is terrific. Do you happen to know whether other agencies do this on a routine basis?
Technically when well, other agencies should be doing it, and I'm not really sure what other agency practices are. I do know that the Department of Enterprise Services, TES, just got done consolidating all of their WACs into one code because they are consolidation themselves of multiple agencies. I'm not sure if they did a cleanup project in conjunction with that. I imagine they probably did do something like that. I do know that other agencies do projects like this, but I'm not sure exactly to what extent that covers. I would hope that they do. And I hope that we continue to do that whenever we have a rulemaking change, you know, to just be sure to be mindful that, you know, changing one particular rule may have effects on other rules. And this is definitely something that I and Lori Pruth are trying to encourage the programs to do in all of their rulemaking, is to make sure they check and make sure, you know, that we're making all the changes that need to be done all at once rather than having to go back and redo later. So,
yeah, very good. Commissioners, do you have any questions?
None here.
Commissioner Jennings?
I said none here. No.
Oh, none. Okay. Okay. Sounds like you've done a marvelous job explaining this. So thanks very much, and we will be making the decision at the next commission meeting, correct?
You should probably be making the decision on the next conference call scheduled
next
this
conference
month.
Call.
So
okay.
I will be back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.